Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Here we go, y'all. Here we go. It's hump day, baby. Why do we call it hump day? The middle of the week. Let's go with it. Hey. Listening live right now to the Frank Williams Show. And guess what? I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Contest Wednesday. Baby. Woo! That was tough. Y'all got to give me a minute. I got to catch my breath. Give me a minute. Woo! That was it. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for listening in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, and you can you can also press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air to give your comment or your opinion about today's topic. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Because, you know, we have to keep our sponsors happy, right? And by the way, I have a new sponsor coming on board. I'm right now in the process of they want to create their own commercial, and that's fine. A little 30-second spot or whatever, that's fine. And so I'm working kind of back and forth with them, trying to get the logistics, so to speak, down, so that I can set this up within the show and just click on it and play their commercial, right? That's exciting. So that's what I'm in the process of. That's another thing that's getting ready to come on board with the show. And I really do appreciate it. The Blog Talk Radio people sending me messages saying that my show is really growing fast. It's like the fastest growing radio show in the South right now, as far as Blog Talk Radio is concerned. I don't care about the outside people, but that's the way it is, right? And it's all because of you. It's not me. It's you. Okay. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. And I see there are many more people joining the show right now, and I appreciate it, guys. I really do. You don't know how much I appreciate it, but I really do appreciate it. Okay. So, again, thanks for being here. Now, right now, let's see here. I usually have my everything all set up here, but I guess I'm slacking this morning. Right now it's 68 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 74. We're looking at thunderstorms starting around 3, 4, 5 o'clock and leading on into the late night. So remember to, you know, to think about that, because 3, 4, 5 o'clock, that's prime time rush hour in the ATL, and it looks like it's going to be raining. So a high today of 74, Thursday sunshine 59, Friday sunshine 57, and then Saturday sunshine is 61. So we're looking at mild temperatures over the next 3 or 4 days, and then we'll start another week, right? I tell you, working is you know, I don't know. It's really for the birds, right? But you have to do it. So we'll deal with it. Today's word of the day is exponent. Exponent. Exponent is a noun, and it means a symbol written above and to the right of a mathematical expression to indicate the operation of raising to a power. Okay? It can also mean one that champions, practices, or exemplifies. It's called an exponent. Exponent. That's a great word. So you guys can grab a hold of that and use it however you'd like, right? And again, it's Contest Wednesday, And here's the deal. If you've been listening to the show, you know that on Wednesday at 10 a.m., starting today, actually, today is the first day of the contest. And I'm giving away two armbands, two t-shirts, okay? And the significance of Wednesday is that you listen to the show each day, you write down the word of the day, and then on Wednesday each week at 10 a.m., I'll ask for a word of the day on a certain day. Today is going to be, what was the word of the day on last Wednesday? The word of the day on last Wednesday, what was it? First caller, first come, first serve. Whomever gets it wins two t-shirts, two show t-shirts, and two armbands, okay? So if you guys are listening to the show last Wednesday, you heard the word of the day, go ahead and call in, or if you're already up on the show, just press the number one, and I'll put you on the air, and you can give me your answer, okay? And if no one has the word, I'm going to go till the end of the show. If no one has the word by the end of the show, I'm going to push it till next Wednesday, okay? And then next Wednesday, I'll still be giving away two t-shirts, two armbands to the lucky winner, okay? So you guys do that, and we'll get going. All right, and so today's topic is, what would you do if your son or daughter said, I'm gay? Okay, and let's see, before we get into the show, we have a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 575. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Cleveland Pollard, and I'm calling from Pine Mountain, Georgia.
Cleve, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Hey, you got it, man. You got it. What's going on?
Not a thing. Sitting here listening to your show, enjoying it.
Okay, bud. Okay. Well, did you call in for the contest, or are you calling in to make a comment, or what's going on?
I want to do both. I want to say I really enjoy your show. I try and listen to it every chance I get, Frank, and I'm calling in for the contest. I think I may have the word of the day.
All right. Well, I appreciate you listening to the show, bud, and go ahead with what you think was the word of the day on last Wednesday.
Mayhap.
Mayhap.
Possibly. Mayhap. It means possibly, but not certain.
Mayhap was the word of the day on last Wednesday. Hey, congratulations, Cleveland, and all I can say is you got your two t-shirts and two armbands from the Frank Williams Show. And here's another thing. You're the absolute first winner ever. First winner ever on the show.
Hey, so, thanks, Frank.
So you're a legend, man, already.
In my own time.
In your own time. But I really do appreciate you listening to the show, man. And, hey, you know, hey, guys, to be honest with you, Cleveland and I worked together. And when we started, you know, I've been doing the show for a few years now, but when I started doing the contest, he was like, I'm getting on the show and I'm going to win me some t-shirts. And he did. And you guys can win a t-shirt as well, t-shirt and armband. And, you know, don't think for a minute that because we work together, I gave him the word of the day, anything like that. It's open to everybody. I do a word of the day in the pretty much in the beginning of the show. So you guys can listen in every day. Write down that word of the day for each day, because it's going to be one of those days. Okay? And if you have that list in front of you when you're listening to the show, hey, you can pop it and you can win a t-shirt as well. Go ahead, Cleveland.
They got to make sure that when they write down the word of the day, they put the date next to it and the day.
Absolutely.
They know that day's going to be on. They got to make sure they put that date next to it. That's what I had to do, run to my calendar. I had the word wrote down, and I put the date on it, but I didn't have the date, so I ran to my calendar to make sure I had the right date.
There it is. So that way you guys understand thing work. And we'll be back on next Wednesday giving away. Now, on next Wednesday, I'm not going to give away 2 T-shirts and 2 armbands each Wednesday. Next Wednesday, it'll be a single T-shirt and a single armband. I'm only doing 2 this time because it's my very first contest. It's my very first contest winner. And I appreciate you guys. And Cleveland, I appreciate you. And hey, keep listening to the show. And I'll be getting with you to get you your 2 armbands and 2 T-shirts.
All right, Frank.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Cleve. I appreciate it. And congratulations, brother.
All right, man.
All right. So again, guys, that's the way the contest is going to go. Okay? He was the first caller, and he got it right. So, and of course, if you're the first caller and you get it wrong, I move on to the next caller, right? So, that's the way this thing is going to work. And as we get into the next few weeks or whatever, once I run out of t-shirts, I'll have another gift that I'll be giving away after that. So, but for right now, we're going to try to run through these t-shirts over the next couple of months. All right. So again, thank you guys for tuning in, and here we go. Again, today is Contest Wednesday. We've given away the t-shirts. So you guys can call in for the episode to give your comments or opinions, but the contest is over. We already have a winner. So what would you do if your son or daughter came to you and said, I'm gay? Okay. And usually, just like today, whenever I do an episode that has gay or lesbian or anything like that to it, I get a house full of people. And that's exactly what I have today, a house full of people or a studio or a show full of people. And then you come to the point where, when you think about people being gay or lesbian or whatever you want to call it, you have to, nowadays we have to embrace this segment of the population. And it's, you know, it's something that when I was growing up, okay, when I was growing up in like the 70s, I say the 70s because in 1970, I'm dating myself now, in 1970, I was 6 years old. All right, so after that, going to elementary school and things like that, that was in the 70s. Then at the end of the 70s, I went to high school. at that time, being gay or lesbian or homosexual, whatever you want to call it, that was taboo. Okay? That was taboo. And you didn't know a whole lot of gay or lesbian people. Or at least I didn't. But now, I probably know 8. And I might be pushing it. It's probably a little bit less than that. But I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with 8. I could think of 5 right off the bat. And there are a few of them, or most of them, are in my family. Okay? And not my brothers and sisters, or not none of my kids. So let's get that straight. But you know, I've been one, and I'm just being straight up with you guys because that's the way I like to do my show. I've been one that from a long time ago, growing up, my dad always said that, you know, he always bashed gays or lesbians. You know, he'd always say, boy, you grew up to be a sissy, because that's what we called it back then. You grew up to be a sissy. We're going to have a problem. Okay? We're going to have a problem. And I don't think that, and this is strictly my opinion, so guys, don't send me these, you know, 200 emails and things like that saying this and that, because it's my opinion, okay? And I have the show open for you to call in and give your opinion or your comment. So don't jump all over my opinion. Call in and give your opinion. I don't mind that. Actually, I invite that. So, but where was I going? So to be bashed by my dad back in the day, these sissies or gay or lesbian people, I was the same way. And to a certain extent, I'm still that way today. Okay? It's hard for me to get along, be around gays and lesbians. Okay? I call men gay. I call women lesbians. It's hard for me to be around, especially if I know. Now, some people are able to mask their masculinity or whatever. Some people are able to mask it, and you don't know. Unless someone say he's a punk, you know, somebody say she's gay or she's a lesbian. So, but even then, you know, I may feel a certain way about them, but today, in my own words, I'm saying that I have kind of gotten away from that. I'm kind of slowly pushing myself to accept people for who they are. But I don't believe that you're born that way. I just don't believe it. People say that you're born that way, or some people are born that way. But I don't believe that. I believe that if the man upstairs made you a female, made you a male, that's who you are. At some point in life, people start to, you know, you start to change your ways, start to hang around other people who are doing things differently, and then you accept that, and you start to develop that lifestyle over time. But if my son or my daughter came to me and said that they're gay, at this point of my life, it would be very hard for me to accept. And I'm just being straight up with you guys. It'd be hard for me to accept my son or my daughter telling me that they're gay. Okay? So for me, it would be tough. I don't know about for you, but for me, it would be tough because I grew up in the era where that was taboo. Okay? A lot of gays and a lot of lesbians back then got beat and talked about and all kinds of stuff back then. But now it seems to be a part of the American culture. Okay? Every TV show you turn on or whatever, they got a gay couple or a gay guy or a gay woman in it. Because they're trying to grab that segment of the viewing audience as well, because it's a huge segment. It's growing so fast, and a lot of people so to speak coming out of the closet with this, that it's a huge piece of society now, and they stick together. Okay, they stick together. They got you know, gay clubs here in Atlanta. I know they may not have it in some other parts of Georgia, but smaller parts. But here in Atlanta, there are a few gay clubs in Atlanta. So if you're a homosexual, then you know in Atlanta, which is one of the biggest cities for gay and lesbian people to live. In Atlanta, you really have a wide open space, and you don't have to hide your sexuality. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you'd like to call in, if you are already on the show or you'd like to call in, you can call in and press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show to give your comments or opinions, and I will put you on the show. I invite that. But so that's what I do. If you know, and for my son or for my daughter, if they came to me and said they were gay, I'd have to accept it. Right? I mean, I love my kids to death. And that means that I'd die for my kids to live. Right? And if my son or daughter came to me and said that, I'd have to accept it. I'd still love them just like I do right now. That wouldn't change. Right? That wouldn't change. The only thing would change is your perception of that person or of them. But as far as the love and everything that I have for my kids, that wouldn't change. And I try to give them the best environment, just like I do now. Try to give them the best environment where they can grow and become productive citizens. Okay? That's my goal, is to teach my kids how to grow and become productive citizens and to live on their own and, you know, do what they want to do. My daughter is 22 years old right now, and she's, you know, she's considered an adult. So if that's her choice, that's her choice. It's not up to me to try to change her mind or push her in another direction or whatever, because some people, when you try to push them your way, they dig their heels in a bit stronger and push against you. And I never, ever, in all my days, want my kids to be resentful of me, resentful of their mom, or, you know, resent being my kid. There are some people out here who resent their parents. Who resent their parents. And would tell you that they hate that they were born into that household. But, see, God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. So he put you in that household. He put you in that household for a reason. He gave you those parents for a reason. And sometimes when you look at this stuff, you have to look at it from that standpoint to say that, hey, God put it this way. He made it this way. This is your road that he's sending you down. This way he has for you. This is your life that God has made for you. Okay, so you have to thank him every day for that. You have to continue to live your life, and you will. There's no doubt you will go down that road that he has set for you. It's already etched in stone. We don't know the future of it, but it's already etched in stone. And so for me, guys, talking to them, my audience, if you have a son or daughter who's gay or lesbian, you have to continue to embrace them as you would if they weren't homosexual. Okay? You have to continue to embrace them as if they weren't homosexual. All right? So don't do things to push them away, because some, you know, some kids, you know, leave their homes, leave their parents, and never look back. I don't know if that's what you want, but that's not what I want. Okay? So if you do have a son or a daughter who's gay, you know, if you've been different or indifferent towards them, then, you know, I think you need to, in some part, some fashion or whatever, tell them that apologize and tell them that you're sorry for the way you've treated them in the past. And I think if you have a heartfelt apology, and the reason I'm saying this is because I know someone who's been this way and been struggling with this for a long time. So, you know, you should apologize really in a heartfelt way and do it today. Do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today and apologize. Let them know that you love them and you're going to embrace them and whatever they need from you. You're willing to help them in any kind of way, because I tell you, I believe it's a real struggle for people in today's society to come out and say that they're gay or lesbian. I really do. I think it is. So, so again, guys, apologize to that person. Maybe they're not your son or your daughter. Maybe they're one of your coworkers or your, you know, one of your good friends, whatever, an acquaintance. Maybe they work at your favorite dry cleaners. I don't know. But again, you know, try not to treat them differently, right? Try not to, guys, really. Because it's tough on them as it is, and they need your help. Okay, but so with that note, I'm gonna close out the show today. I think I had a really good show today. I really had a great audience as far as a lot of people. Congratulations to Cleveland for winning the contest today, the first contest that I had, and I had a winner. So that's, to me, that's success, right? To me, that's success. So I appreciate that. And guys, remember, you can win your Frank Williams Show t-shirt as well. Next Wednesday, 10 a.m., I will have another contest and hopefully have another winner, because hopefully you guys are going to listen to the show each day and write down that word of the day. You remember he said, write it down, put a date next to it, and go with it. Now I don't know if I'll, you know, go back, say, what was the word of the day on January the 3rd? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'll do that. I want to give away these t-shirts. I want to give them away as fast as I can. So I don't think I'm going to go way back like that. I'm just going to pretty much have it within a week of the contest. Okay. So next Wednesday, it may be the word of the day today, for today. Maybe next Wednesday, or the word of the day yesterday may be the word of the day for next Wednesday as far as winning the contest. So you guys understand that. And again, just write it down just like I do. I do the same thing. I'm writing down these words of the day each day. And then I'll kind of put an asterisk next to the one that I want to use and go from there. Okay. So, great show, guys. Great audience. I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to close out. So have a great day. And remember, the weather is going to be tough today. So you guys watch out for it. Take your umbrellas with you. And have a great day. This Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. Let's get down, y'all.
Hey, y'all, we got this thing we want to do here. And we want to
get
going.
Come on, y'all.
Because the song has been designed with the people who party.